God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. I joyfully welcome you to our time of worship. Thank you for joining us last Sunday evening for our praise gathering. Do plan to join us again for our praise gathering on Sunday, 26 July at 7 p.m. Please remember, if you are able to join us this Thursday at 7 p.m. for our Bible studies, which focuses on Acts of the Apostles. Please get in contact with us in case you are not on our emailing list, and we'll gladly send you the details on how to join us in these upcoming events. On behalf of our congregation, I would like to thank you for your continuing support and giving at this difficult time. With a substantially reduced income, our finance team is keeping a close eye on all expenditure to ensure we meet our obligations to the central functions of ministry and mission, pay our council tax, insurance, heating and lighting bills, and other committed costs. A number of members have asked Ken Mackey how they would donate to our congregation. If you so wish to donate or require any information on giving by direct debit, standing order, or bank transfer, please get in contact with Kane. You could as well look up on our website on the news section, and you'll find details on how you can give to our congregation. I am thankful to Jackie, who is joining me today in leading the service. To begin, I would like to read from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Our first item of praise is hymn number 160, 160. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven.
Thank you. Let us offer unto God our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Sovereign and almighty God, there is no one like you in heaven or on the earth. You alone are worthy of our praise, and so we worship and praise your name. We proclaim your power and glory, and in our worship today, we retell the stories of your goodness. We come to sing of your righteousness, to remember your mercy and compassionate love. Most holy God, we confess to you and to each other that we are rarely just in all our ways and far from being kind in all our doings. What we want to be and what we actually are two different things. Please grant to us, loving God, the grace of a new beginning and the joy of an enlarged love for you and for others. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, open our eyes to your presence. Open our hearts and minds to hear your voice, to recognize your call, and to faithfully follow where you lead. Fill our hearts with your love, with your joy, and your peace. For we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Could I now invite Jackie to take our reading for the day?
Today's reading is from Psalm 145, verses 1 to 18. I lift you in high praise, my God, O my King, and I bless your name into eternity. I bless you every day and keep it up from now to eternity. God is magnificent. He can never be praised enough. There are no boundaries to his greatness. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. Your beauty and splendour have everyone talking. I compose songs on your wonders. Your marvellous doings are headline news. I could write a book full of the details of your greatness. The fame of your goodness spreads across the country. Your righteousness is on everyone's lips. God is all mercy and grace, not quick to anger, is rich in love. God is good to one and all. Everything he does is suffused with grace. Creation and creatures applaud you, God. Your holy people bless you. They talk about the glories of your rule. They exclaim over your splendour. Letting the world know of your power for good, the lavish splendour of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom eternal. You never get voted out of office. God always does what he says and is gracious in everything he does. God gives a hand to those down in their luck, gives a fresh start to those ready to quit. All eyes are on you, expectant. You give them their meals in time. Generous to a fault, you lavish your favour on all creatures. Everything God does is right. The trademark on all his works is love. God's there, listening for all who pray, for all who pray and mean it. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Amen.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Story is told of a king who had a male servant. This servant in all circumstances always said to him, My king, do not be discouraged, because God is good and perfect. One day they went hunting and a wild animal attacked the king. The servant managed to kill the animal, but couldn't prevent his majesty from losing a finger. Furious, the king said, If God is good, I would not have been attacked and lost one finger. The servant replied, Despite all these things, my king, I can only tell you that God is good, and everything he does is perfect. He's never wrong. Outraged by the response, the king ordered the arrest of his servant.
While being taken to prison, he told the king again, God is good and perfect. On another day, the king left alone for hunting and was captured by strangers who used human beings for sacrifice. On the altar, the attackers found out that the king didn't have one finger in place, and so he was released because he was considered not complete to be offered to the gods. On his return to the palace, he ordered the release of his servant and said, My friend, God was really good to me. I was almost killed, but for lack of a single finger. But I have a question. If God is so good, why did he allow me to put you in prison? His servant replied, My king, if I had not been put in prison, I would have gone with you and would have been sacrificed because I have no missing finger. Everything God does is good and perfect. God is never wrong, the servant concludes. One of the earliest prayers and exclamations I learned in the congregation where I grew up was, God is good. All the time, God is good. The title of Psalm 145 is David's Psalm of Praise, or as other translations render it, a Psalm of Praise of David. Here David says that God is great and God is good. The psalm opens with David saying, I will extol you, I will bless you, I will praise your name. He says, I will, 3 times. His triple resolve indicates his determination. David says in verse 2, every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. David resolved that whatever the character of each day or of any circumstances and conditions during that day, he will continue to glorify God. God invites us to see abundant reasons in each day for rendering special praise to him. In verse 3, David affirms, Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Worship should be somewhat like its object. Great praise for our great God. There is no part of God's greatness which is not worthy of great praise. David further explains his admiration for God's greatness in verses 4 through 6 as follows. One generation shall praise your works to another, and will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. One of the themes that have surfaced in our congregational visioning following our 175th anniversary in 2018 has been the importance to all of us of finding ways to pass down the stories and practices of our faith so our children and children's children may learn how to praise God's great name. Let us see to it that we praise God before our children and never make them think that his service is an unhappy one. We live in a world with great weaknesses, with brokenness, with sicknesses, with expiration dates and limitations. It is very difficult for us to imagine a God with no weakness, no end, no beginning or limits. Indeed, God did not create us and then leave us to fare for ourselves without his support. He is present with us. He is our ever-present help in times of trouble. In verse 18, of today's psalm, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Are you bowed down with weight of problems and difficulties? Are you weary and tired? If so, turn to Jesus and he will uphold you when you fall and lift you up when you are overwhelmed. God has revealed his goodness, his love, and greatness to us through his son Jesus Christ, who conquered Satan, sin, and death. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen. Thank you again for sharing with us in today's service. Do please remember, if you're able, to join us this Thursday for our Bible studies. Jackie will now take the intercessory prayers, after which we'll sing our closing hymn, hymn number 286, Tell Out My Soul, the Greatness of the Lord.
Now we offer our prayers for ourselves and others. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer in this time of turmoil in your beautiful world. We pray for our world leaders that they may put aside their differences and act in the best interests of the people that they represent, as well as each other. Please remind them that we are all brothers and sisters in your eyes. We pray for our brothers and sisters in America and worldwide who are still, in this modern day, treated differently because you have given them a darker skin. We pray for all those caught up in the resulting riots, that they may look deep into their hearts and love their neighbour, regardless of race, creed or colour, just as you have asked. We pray that you help us look at ourselves, Lord. None of us is perfect. Please help us to deal with any prejudices that we might harbour, whether we recognise them or not. Lord, as we are now entering a new phase of easing restrictions and we start to return to jobs, friends and families, be with us, give us the strength, courage and wisdom to go about our lives sensibly and with care for others. We pray that as COVID-19 appears to be slowly diminishing, let us remember that what we do now, we do for our families, friends and neighbours, as well as ourselves. We have been given an opportunity to show our love for our fellow man by doing our best to follow guidelines and help reduce the risks to our brothers and sisters. Father, please hear our prayers for all those who are ill and bereaved. We know that our lost loved ones are in your loving arms, but it still hurts, Lord. We pray for those who have lost livelihoods and for those that are about to but possibly don't even yet know. Hold them in your loving arms and give them the strength to carry on. We pray for your church worldwide and here in Killick, Lord. We know that the church is not the building, it is your people. We know that you hear our prayers wherever we pray them, Father, but we pray for the day that we can gather again in your house and pray with our brothers and sisters in Christ in person. We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, remember, God always keeps his promises. He is unfailingly gracious towards us. When we stumble, he is there to catch us. When we are weighed down by grief or trouble, he is there to strengthen and encourage us. So live each day in the knowledge that the love and mercy of God is with you. Amen.